Your thoughts on today's Irish Cup game here at Windsor Park, David?
It's hugely disappointing to go out, especially in the fashion and the manner we did. I thought we were certainly well in the game. The 90 minutes, we conceded a soft goal, in my view, albeit a good finish by Jordan. In the extra time, we got ourselves with a little bit of luck back into it, and then we switched off. You know, the old adage is, you know, you're always at your most vulnerable when you concede a goal. That certainly proved the case today. I think we deserved at least a shot at penalties, but hitting the woodwork, hitting the post, a couple of other half chances, we just don't think we had that real, real ruthless edge today. And say credit to the Crusaders, they come and done a job, and say we wish them well in the next round.
120 minutes is the last thing you needed, and in this middle of this grueling fixture run, and we have to face them again potentially on Tuesday.
Yeah, there was a lot of tired bodies out there, not only ourselves, Crusaders. So, say we'll try and pick the players up. They're disappointed. They're a little bit deflated in there, but I say I certainly can't fault the effort of the players. They left everything out on the pitch. We didn't get the wee breaks when we really needed to. And I say the disappointing thing is that it ends a cup run.
But another cup run continues on Tuesday, and we'd love to lift that shield on Tuesday, wouldn't we?
Yeah, we want to win every game, and you know, we don't discriminate what games are sort of coming next. So certainly we don't here. It's a big game for the club. It's a big game for the players again, and it's a good opportunity for them again to respond and react, hopefully in the right manner with a positive result. So February. It's always going to be a big month, a tough month. There's any amount of big games coming up, and we need to make sure that not only are we down, we're disappointed now. Today, yeah, we're all going to be the supporters, everybody to, you know, that supports Linfield. But we've got to make sure that our attitude's positive when we're back in training on Monday night to hopefully go on and finish off the season very strongly.
Mark Chervinka took that one away like a striker, didn't he?
It was a good finish. Read the situation and took it well. Say he's only been at the club a short period of time, maybe short a little bit on match fitness, but you know he took it well, and say we'll look to over in sort of the next couple of weeks, couple of games to try and up his fitness levels, and hopefully can do that on a permanent basis.
Stevie Fallon coming off and Jordan Stewart coming off. The doctor's going to be busy on Monday night, isn't he?
Yeah, there's a few tired bodies in there. Hopefully Jordan has given a heap of a lot over the last number of weeks. He's covering huge distances, and as I say, I think his body was just actually in shutdown today when he was coming off. He didn't know where he was feeling sore. So Stevie Fallon going off is a disappointing one. He missed out sort of the last 10 days. And the worst about it tonight, it wasn't a reoccurrence of the same injury. It was a new injury on his hamstring. So hopefully that settles down, and we get as many bodies, good bodies, good players available over the next 3-4 games.
Hard luck today, and lots still to play for.
Absolutely. Cheers, Andy.
Cheers, man.
All right.